This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
First, new at 3, the largely behind-the-scenes conflict between Chicago's mayor and the head of the city's public schools is exploding into the open this afternoon. The Sun-Times quotes numerous sources as saying Mayor Johnson has asked school CEO Pedro Martinez to resign. The two leaders have disagreed for months about the district's financial management, but the request follows new allegations from the Chicago Teachers Union that the district is considering closing more schools. Live on WBBM earlier this afternoon, Better Government Association President and CEO David Greising told us the study that sparked the controversy is out of date.
And just this week, a former study that the school system, CPS, has done about possibly closing as many as 100 schools was brought up as a reason to fire Martinez. But Martinez has said, that's an old study. We never were going to act on it anyhow. It might be just a political effort to undermine him as this struggle continues.
However, only the Board of Education and not the mayor can fire the school CEO, and there's no indication that they are inclined to do so. No comment from the mayor's office or Martinez at this hour. A man is in serious condition after a stabbing on a CTA train early this morning in the Loop. Happened about 4:30 in the morning. Police say the 32-year-old man was on an Orange Line train near Madison. More now from CBS News Chicago reporter Marissa Perlman.
The victim was stabbed in his left side. That's when the victim and the suspects all got off the train at Washington and Wells. The suspects ran off. Their direction isn't known. The victim was then taken to Northwestern Hospital in serious condition.
No arrests have been made. Chicago police questioning a 17-year-old boy after a woman is shot and killed inside a home at 68th and Cornell. Police say the 43-year-old woman was shot in the head 4 times. A gun has been recovered from the scene. The trial of a former Will County landlord charged with killing a child and attempting to kill his mother and his tenants, allegedly because of their Islamic faith, has been set for February.
This is the case that drew the attention of President Biden, who said in a statement it was a horrific act of hate that has no place in America. 72-year-old Joseph Zuba is charged with first-degree murder, attempted murder, and committing hate crimes. Prosecutors allege that he stabbed 6-year-old Wadi Al-Fayoumi 26 times with what was described as a military-style knife, and also attacked the boy's mother, Hanan Shaheen. Prosecutors have said he had been listening to conservative talk radio about the Israel-Hamas war, and he was worried that his tenants or their friends could harm him and his wife. His lawyer, George Leonard, told the Joliet Herald News he plans to call no witnesses and will introduce no physical evidence. As for a defense, he said that will come out at trial. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Students at an elementary school in the Chicago Lawn neighborhood on the southwest side got their first look today at a new wellness center. Adam King is the director of Healing Centered Supports.
This beautiful space is dedicated to nurturing the emotional, behavioral, and mental well-being of our students, offering them a calming environment to explore their feelings, develop essential life skills needed for the future.
Community organizers are being asked to volunteer at the Wellness Center. It could be helping with art therapy, yoga, counseling, mindfulness, exercises, or any number of other activities that promote mental wellness. Well, music fans are flocking to North Lawndale this afternoon for the first day of Riot Fest, which is underway in Douglas Park. WBBM's Brandon Eisen has been talking to neighbors about the festival. He's live on the news line from the west side. Brandon.
So far, there does seem to be a little less of the anti-Riot Fest spray paint on the perimeter fencing as we've seen in the past years. And St. Anthony's Hospital has been able to reserve the street parking along 19th Street between California and Sacramento. Still, some neighbors are just not into the noise that Riot Fest brings. Nearly 100 bands playing until 10 p.m. each night, many who live just outside the footprint guarding their parking spots. There are some neighbors, however, who have taken advantage of the expected 50,000 people coming through each day. Elizabeth lives across the street, and through her daughter Betsy, as an interpreter, tells us that business is good for their catering biz, Tacos Del Tio, with their food tent set up right on the corner of California and 19th Street.
Well, she's saying that it's a good thing that sometimes people don't have a job, so this is a living for them. That it's a good thing, she's saying.
Live in Douglas Park on the west side for day one of Riot Fest. Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Brandon, thanks so much. We posted a banner link to everything you need to know to attend or avoid Riot Fest across the top of the homepage at WBBMNewsRadio.com. The parent company of Greyhound Bus continues to scout for an answer as its West Loop terminal lease is a month now from expiring.
Greyhound's lease ends October 20th at the bus terminal at 630 West Harrison. In the meantime, buses continue to pick up and drop off passengers at the terminal, as well as the two round trips a day that originate outside Union Station. Greyhound's parent company, Flix North America, says the timeline for vacating the bus terminal remains in flux and that it is continuing to work with local officials to determine what to do next. A Flix North America spokesperson tells WBBM News Radio that the bus service is especially important for vulnerable people, including those with low income and those without cars. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Autumn, believe it or not, is set to officially begin this weekend, and the people in charge of the state's tourism agency have a new guide for you on the best places to see the fall colors.
The Illinois Office of Tourism has created the Fall Color Report. Daniel Thomas is the state's Deputy Director of Tourism.
That's a collaboration with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, and what we do is we follow the weather, follow the changing kaleidoscope of colors all up and down the state, so we get an update every Friday.
Thomas says there's also a trip planner that suggests other places to visit as fall colors peak in different parts of the state.
It's pumpkin season in Illinois, and it's hiking and biking. There's just so many elements, whether it's fishing or hiking or nature watching, that you can do during this season.
You can find a link to the Fall Color Report and the trip planner on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, no fall colors yet. Still feeling like summer, at least through Saturday. And from the AppleChevy.com sports desk, happy Friday to 670 The Score's Mark Grody.
It's a Bears Friday out here in Hallis Hall, Lisa. Always feels good. It's a fast Friday as a call
team. Wearing my orange today, too. I know you can't see it, but just trust me.
Oh, nice. Bears. We learned today, Lisa, that wide receiver Keenan Allen will not play on Sunday in Indianapolis because of his heel injury. Also out this week are Zach Pickens, Travis Homer, and Kari Blassingame. Rookie wide receiver Roma Dunze had his first full practice in a while as he's been dealing with that knee issue, and he took a minute to evaluate his play through two games.
I think I've been solid. You know, first game, I felt like, you know, I wasn't, you know, responding, you know, quick on some things and you know, in and out of some things, just, you know, receiver play-wise and speed of it-wise. But I thought I played well. Second game, I thought I, you know, I picked up on some of those things and felt pretty comfortable out there. Just, you know, missed a big play in the end zone that, you know, I should come down with, and, you know, maybe a few other reps. But I thought my routes and stuff were good as well. But hopefully, you know, take another step in this third one.
Yep, Tevin Jenkins good to go, while Nate Davis is iffy with a groin issue. At Wrigley Field right now, the Cubs leading Washington 3-0 in the seventh, a strong start for Jameson Taillon. White Sox are in San Diego tonight with Garrett Crochet against Joe Musgrove. With sports at 16-46, I'm 670. The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All right, Mark, thank you. A man from Gurnee is in custody after leading Lake County Sheriff's deputies on a high-speed chase late last night.
The Lake County Sheriff's Department says a deputy pulled over a Ford pickup truck that was going 104 miles per hour in a 50 mile per hour zone just after 10 p.m. The driver of the truck then drove away from a traffic stop at Route 41 and Wadsworth Road in Wadsworth. The abandoned truck was spotted almost an hour later by police in Gurnee near Red Pine Avenue and Alpine Court. Deputies arrested a juvenile who came to retrieve the car, as well as the driver, who was taken into custody after he was tased by law enforcement. 47-year-old Austin Williams of Gurnee is charged with numerous misdemeanors. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Police in the western suburbs arrest a man accused of stealing vehicles, including a city-owned truck this week. St. Charles Police Deputy Chief of Operations Eric Majewski says 44-year-old Joshua Ailes was responsible for another vehicle theft shortly after the first.
Since we have reviewed the video footage from Public Works, our detectives were able to take a picture of the suspect from Public Works, send it over to Kane County, So they were able to verify when they caught the offender, he was our same offender from Public Works.
And there's a report that employees of the city of Chicago and several associated agencies owe more than $18 million in unpaid parking tickets, utility bills, and other fees. The Sun-Times reports most of the workers are not directly employed by the city itself. More than $16 million is owed by employees of agencies such as the CTA. The report says about one in four transit agency workers is carrying an outstanding debt to the city, by far the highest rate of any of the departments named.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.